Carrie is back on the show. Hello.
Hello.
How's the finger?
It's really, really sore.
Sore finger?
Very sore finger.
So what's the deal? You went to the hospital on Tuesday.
Yeah. I spent 12 hours in hospital on Tuesday.
How?
First one, I went through A&E, which was quite interesting, because while I was in A&E, a chap came in from Manchester United's academy who'd hurt his knee. So we were having a little chat with the coach and stuff. It was quite funny.
It's a long way to come, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, they're down at Bisham Abbey doing a sort of thing against, I think, Chelsea and a few other...
So they're not there now, are they?
Hey?
They're not there now, are they?
I don't know. I think they had one more match and then they were going back, so...
I'm at Bisham Abbey today.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Doing that thing.
What?
I don't think they're there now.
Training for the England squad.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Well, they were there. So I went through A&E, and that was very quick. And then I had to go off to another hospital to go to the plastics unit to go and check out the finger, because they were a bit worried about it, because it's broken in two places.
Hang on, I'm confused. Was this all on the NHS?
Yeah.
You're not private?
No.
You're so tight.
I know.
She's the cheapest woman on the planet.
But it wouldn't have made any difference, even if I was like...
Of course it would.
No,
they send a gold ambulance for you.
I was in all, you know, for the whole in and out in the day. So it's fine. But then I had to wait a really long time at the other place because I had a few...
Right, so what's wrong with your finger?
Basically, it's broken in two places.
Mm. Here and there.
Fractured on the end of the finger and then a bit off the joint as well.
Just before you tell this next bit, there may be people eating.
That's true.
And this is grim.
Yeah. If you're squeamish, I'd turn off now. Do we want to know, or not really?
Hang on a second. This isn't the right music, is it?
Do you want, like, Casualty, don't you, or something?
Yeah.
That's not right, is it?
No.
No, it's a bit happy.
Best of all the animals. It's not really. This will do.
Let's have Emmerdale.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had to go and have an operation on it. And if you're really, really squeamish, please turn off now because this isn't very nice.
Oh, whoa.
Dave's going.
Hang on.
Dave's going.
Do you know what this is?
Dave
has now taken his headphones off and he's covered up his ears. And Dominic has turned his back on you.
I do.
Rachel, who wanted to see the picture of my finger, when I told her on the phone yesterday, went, oh, okay, it's enough.
And then you kept going. I was like, no, don't want to hear anymore.
Okay, all right, hang on.
Should we give it a 5-second warning?
Yeah. When this music runs out, Carrie's going to say something horrible. No.
Okay. It's very grim. Turn down now if you don't want to know.
Okay.
Basically, I had a cut, very deep cut under the nail, so they took the nail off.
Right.
And then they stitched up under the nail the cut.
Yeah.
And then they put a bit of nail back on so that it would help the new nail to grow over.
Oh, that's not too bad.
But they had a look at the bone. And the bone's fine.
Why
so they
say
didn't
that?
Have to reset it.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's
so
good.
So it's kind of growing back okay.
So were you lucky?
I was very lucky because they said I may not have had a finger.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Dave, you can uncover your ears now.
Basically, what it is, Dave, is she's got a cut right under the nail. Right?
Right.
And they had to take the nail off, stitch the cut up.
And then put the nail back
on
again.
Put what was left of the nail back on.
Mm.
Is that still quite gross?
Yeah, and there's a bit of infection in there as well, which is nice.
Oh, 1 second, Gary, hold it.
It's 6:41 on Radio 1. This is Neil Buchanan, and guess what? I'm still alive.
Right.
Hey! So am I, Neil.
So that's good. Yeah, you need to do some time checks. So all good?
All good, yeah.
Right, now, you're back in a new bandage.
Yeah.
It's not bleeding.
No, I've got like a little splint on it, a little metal splint.
So
I can do Morse code with my finger. Listen. It's cool.
That's Morse code for I stupidly put my finger in a lawnmower.
While the blades were moving.
Yeah.
So, and you have a sling?
I have a sling because I'm supposed to wear it. It's so pathetic. I mean, it's just a finger. But I need to keep it up because it stops the swelling and the pressure on the injury. Mm-hmm.
It's that finger as well, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you know what's really funny? It's fact, I've never had an injury like this, but if you do your wrist, if you sprain your wrist, you might have it in a sling with a bandage.
Yeah.
If you do anything with your arm, you break your arm or whatever. And then that's fine, having your arm in a sling, and you go, oh, I sprain my wrist or whatever. But this is the first finger next to the thumb. It's that finger.
Mm.
And the bandage looks like something out the Beano. It's absolutely huge. It's like she has a lollipop sticking out of a hand as a finger. It's massive. That must be very, very self-conscious because you can't hide it. If, like, especially, like, try hailing a cab. Whoa!
That's you definitely stopped for that.
Every vehicle will stop for that.
Finger. But for practicalities, how do you pick your nose?
You definitely can't. You've got to use, like, the little piece.
How do you wash?
With difficulty, because I'm not allowed to get it wet, because this has now got to stay on for 2 weeks.
But you're and not get wet?
And not get wet. So I've got these latex gloves I have to stick right over the top of it, and then it's really not.
Do you have, like, a condom for your finger?
Basically, yes.
Wicked.
It's just...
You're left-handed, though.
I know, so you're yeah. Do you know, you're it's... Right. I thought, when I did it, I thought it was fine. It's not the, you know, writing hand, no problem. But do you know how much stuff you need two hands to do? Everything. Yes. Mm. Oh.
Tell me about it, my darling. I don't like to brag.
Yeah.
Windsurfing.
Yep.
It's really, really
rock
annoying.
Rock climbing.
I have to have my food cut for me. Oh. Because I can't do it.
That's what me and Dave have that done. Yeah. But only because if you get a nice chop, there's too much fat and gristle.
It's in our contract.
Well, we need to do that for you at the wedding.
Do you know what? Yeah. Is there meat, Dave? Because that's what I really struggle
whoa,
with.
Whoa, hang on. Can you drink?
Hey?
Can you drink?
No, not at the moment, because I'm on painkillers that are quite...
What, at all? When?
So well, for the wedding, you won't be able to have it?
Well, I might have. As long as I have one.
So, hang on, it's Dave's wedding on Saturday. Yeah. What are you trying to tell us that, basically, you're going to be absolutely flying on painkillers and wine?
Potentially.
Oh, what a combination.
But there'll be no breakdancing.
Hey, let's do that on the air as part of the Radio 1's alcohol campaign. But what happens when you drink mix alcohol with prescription painkillers? This.
That was at 7:30 in the evening.
This is Carrie Davis after half a glass of wine.
No, you shouldn't really drink. So no. I'll have one glass of champagne to celebrate with you, and that's it.
Someone's texting saying, I'm paying for her on the NHS because she stuck her finger in a mower.
It was really clogged up at the back, and
but
I just...
But you turn it off. Yeah. There's no excuse.
I know, but I was trying to do it in a hurry.
And the things were going round.
If the, you know...
You
if
were
the,
lucky.
If the things are going round, you don't get within 10 foot of it.
For those of you who didn't hear, here's the story. Lawnmower. And in my head, it's an old-fashioned one like you'd see in the Beano. It's like one of those little things with the blades at the front. Mm. Just go round and round and round.
At the back, that's the problem.
Anyway, so it got a bit dirty. Clogged up with grass. So you switched it off and got the grass off the blades, right?
No.
No? You left the whole thing running?
Yeah.
And then you were trying to get grass off the wheel at the back where the blades are?
It was just by the back, just literally.
So
by
you
the
shove
back
your
wheel.
Finger just, into the mower where the moving blades are?
I didn't see the blades. I forgot they were there.
You were lucky not to lose a finger.
Yeah, I was.
Or a whole hand.
What have I always said, Dom? These poshies. These poshies are thick.
Yeah, you have said that. Poshies are thick.
These poshies
said
are thick. Not like us.
We're not thick.
You don't
not
have
like
to be
us, low middle class people.
You don't have to be bright to be privileged, you know.
Well, I'm glad that you're all right. I'm glad that you're back. Apart from anything else, because Dominic was dreadful on the sport yesterday. Mm.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I thought I did all right.
Bless him. Do you think? Right, on the show today. It's the exam results for these maths papers that Carrie and Dave did.
And Aled.
And Aled. But Aled's not here today, is he? Is he back this morning?
He's back. He'll be in about 8 o'clock.
Aled's been on a secret mission that we haven't managed to talk about and no one knows about. It's quite exciting.
I know. I can't believe we haven't blown it.
It's good, isn't it?
We still can't say.
Right. So, Carrie, Aled and Dave get their maths GCSE results this morning. If you're thinking, they're too old to do GCSEs. Well, they did a GCSE paper, maths.
The proper one as well.
Yeah.
The advanced one.
When? 6 weeks ago?
It was in June sometime, wasn't it?
Mm. So they get the results this morning. Now, Greg James is going to be on BBC News on the telly talking about exams. So we're going to have a listen to him doing that. Shall we give him words to say? Is he gone already?
No, he's there.
Oh, brilliant.
He's still there.
I like the word on TV game.
Look, having a little kip. He's got his Dick and Dom best of on, so he can just shut eye.
And he's got a shirt like the Wool Packers today. What is it?
Yeah. It's obviously a Jake shirt, because that's the only thing he wears.
It's not a Jake shirt, actually.
Wow.
Morning.
I'm not, but maybe I will be for Dave, because in mourning. I walked through the cemetery the other day, and this fellow said to me, morning. I said, no, I'm just taking a shortcut.
That's nice.
You see what I did there, Greg?
Yep, got that. Got that, cracker.
Anyway. Hey, Greg.
Yes?
My life is in ruins.
Why?
I'm an archaeologist. Right.
Greg, he was steaming yesterday.
Really?
Who? Say who.
Who?
Thomas the Tank Engine. Mm. Is a steam train, steaming.
Hey, Greg, I went to the doctor's yesterday and I said, I've got jelly in one ear and jam and cream in the other ear. And do you know what he said to me?
No.
He said I wasn't eating properly.
That's wrong again, Dave.
He said, pull yourself together.
No, no, he didn't say that.
You're an idiot.
Singapore.
In Dorset?
Yes. Yes, he was. Yes, that's he was. Where he does live.
He was at the doctor's. What? Mm.
Me and my wife went on holiday once to the West Indies.
In Dorset?
Trinidad?
No. What do you mean saying?
Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
I had a dreadful accident yesterday. I got hit on the street by a hire car.
What's come over you?
Did Avis?
No.
No.
No. Say another name.
Krakatoa?
No.
Europe car?
No.
It's Greg just said it. You missed it.
Sorry, Hertz.
Yeah.
Yes, it blooming well does.
It's all about the timing.
That's great.
Right, so Greg, you're going to the telly. At what time?
8:20 on the sofa.
8:20 on the sofa. Who's presented, you know?
I don't know. I suppose it's Bill Turnbull, isn't it?
Is Bill Turnbull the one that everybody really dislikes?
He's an odd man, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
How do you mean?
No,
you say dislike?
No, because didn't someone say that he's a bit grumpy and moody?
Yeah, he looks it.
He was all right on Strictly Come Dancing.
Hmm. I've never seen it. I said Strictly Come Dancing. I told you, it's a show for girls and old people.
And then is it the girl that has the large glasses as well?
She's
does
nice.
Does the show with him.
Yeah, she's nice.
Kate, is that Kate Silverton?
Yeah, she's nice. I like her. I reckon you could get some action there, Greg.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Do you know what? I reckon there'd be, like, a story going on, a really serious story like Gary Glitter, and they'd be like, 10 seconds left on this in the studio, and she'd look at it and she'd go, how old are you, Greg? You hot stud. And she shoves her tongue down your throat, right, and grabs your breasts. She grabs yours because she's feisty.
Right.
And they go, 3, 2, and she lets go of you, and she goes, more later, big boy. And she goes, in other news, and then she does that. Two different lines.
Do you know why? Because she's so used to sitting on the sofa with Bill Turnbull every day, and then you turn
anything
up,
will do.
And she'd think, oh, who's this young spunk? And like, you know, think you're really hot.
If you've eaten corned beef sandwiches every day, and then all of a sudden somebody puts a steak in front of you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's saying Bill Turnbull's
is corned beef. And yeah, you, yours. My friend, you are the steak.
Yeah.
This is going to be a really awkward meeting later.
Absolutely. And we're only trying to make it more awkward. Hopefully that they're listening. And when they turn up, they will blame you for my ridiculous comments.
Are you wearing that Woolpacker shirt?
No, he'll change the TV.
Yeah, he'll change. Yeah.
If it's this T-shirt, you mean?
Are you getting changed from the ridiculous outfit you have on now?
I'm wearing this shirt today.
No, don't. What are you going to wear?
This.
He's joking. He's joking.
I'm joking.
What? You look like the test card, Greg.
I think it's nice.
Draw a child with a dolly playing Noughts and Crosses in the middle of your chest.
When was the last time that was on?
Look, it's retro. Yeah. Shut up, child.
What time is this happening today, Greg?
8:20.
8:20. Right. And is it just you, or do you have to sit with some other numpties?
I think it's just me.
You think?
Yeah, I don't really know.
And what's your appearance fee? How much do you get for being on it?
It's gratis.
You need a new agent.
Hey.
You need a new agent.
DVM.
He's on the phone to his agent now. Look at him, look, going, I'm not getting any money for this.
So you doing the actual envelope opening ceremony on the couch?
No, that's the strange thing. I'm doing that with Joe later.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just talking about...
So what are you talking about?
Exams.
I don't know.
Brilliant. Why did you talk about us?
Well, I think it's my experience of exams and stuff and results days and all
hey,
that.
Hey, do you want to play a game?
What, on the show?
Yeah, on the TV.
Yeah.
Okay. What you... All right, it's the charity swear game, right? Right, and we'll all chip in and give you money for this.
Yeah.
Right? What you say is you say, when you're doing the interview, when you think they're about to wrap it up, you go, oh, just before we finish, some friends of mine said they'd give me £500 for children in need if I just said something very quickly. Is that all right? They will never say no because it's for children in need. And when they go, okay, very, very quickly, you just say the most offensive thing you can think of. And then, they go, well, Greg, good luck with your exam results. Oh, sorry, can I very quickly. My friend Dominic said he'd give me £500 for children in need if I said to them very quickly, can I say it? They will go, of course you can. You go, oh, thanks very much. Go F yourself, don't worry.
Thanks very much, bye.
And then you're dead nice, you just go, thanks very much, I love that.
Bill Taylor, here's the weather.
It's always good to look after the kiddies.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go. Yeah. Give everything a go.
So,
yeah.
Just go, I tell you, why not just go for that one? Go F yourself, Dominic. With a big smile and a wave.
And thumbs up as well.
I'd say this one's for you, Dom.
Well, yeah. How about on the same thing? Is it what my friend Dave said he'd give me £1,000 for comic relief if I say hello to him, give him away. Can I do that very quickly? Very quickly, yeah. Dave, I'm on the effing telly! Thanks for that. He'll love that.
There's a new minibus. Bye-bye.
My friend Rachel said that she would give me £500 for the National Deaf Association. Can I just say hello to her? Yeah. Rachel! I'm on the telly! Thanks very much. That's really... The kids would love that.
You made my mum happy if you said hello to me.
Why am I going to do... I get that opportunity. I'm on TV. I go, oh, can I just say hello to Rachel's mum a minute?
Greg, incorporate... Greg, incorporate the two. What's your mum's name again?
Jean.
Go F yourself, Jean.
Don't do that. Chris, my... Don't...
Ka-ching.
Chris.
How about I just stick the V's up at her?
No!
Hello, Jean. Not yours.
She is listening. She'll be listening now. Don't.
Greg, Greg, £250 to you.
If you do up yours, I say up yours.
I say up yours, Jean.
Stop it. No, don't.
Oh, one last thing, Bill. Up yours, Jean.
No, Greg, can you take that back?
Please? I take that back, Jean.
Oh, man.
Rachel, I've never met your mum.
She will not.
Oh, can I just say hello to Rachel's mother before I go? Hi, Jean, which is ironic. That's something that she doesn't have. Hello, my darling, you all right? She can't hear anything at this age. Sitting there and urinating herself. Hello, my darling.
She won't find that funny. You'll have upset her now.
Sorry, Jean.
Pretty messy.
Pretty messy, yeah.
I tell you what, Greg. Yeah. Now I can't wait for this bit. I'm telling
you. It's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be... I'm not going to be able to do any of this.
So it's not on BBC Breakfast because that's off because it's... It's not BBC One because that's the Olympics.
Yeah, it's Olympic Breakfast, I think.
So it's on...
BBC News Channel.
Right, so it's on the BBC... Right. Yeah. So great, so no one will be watching.
That's fine.
Apart from us.
Yeah.
We'll be watching.
We'll be right behind you.
Yep.
Thanks very much.
Literally here.
And then I'm on a bit later as well.
What
again?
Yeah, they're filming.
I doubt you'll be back if you do the Jean joke.
I think you might be once and once only.
We move away from my mum. She will be upset by that.
Oh, Rachel, pipe down. It wasn't about your mum. Get with a joke. It's about Greg. You have to work it all around to you, don't you?
So they're filming some bits when I'm opening the envelope on Joe's show.
Right.
Hmm.
So you can do it again. You can do it there as well. Yay! I got an FMB!
Why do you open
the... Can we film you doing that again without the swearing?
Oh, right, sure, okay, yes.
All right, well, at 8:20 then.
Mm.
Live on the television. By the way, for the whole link, all you're going to be thinking of is... Okay, I'm on the effing telly! That's all you're going to think about.
What I'm doing, the moment that I want...
Hi, Jean!
I'm not going to be able to say it, obviously, but the minute that I want to say, up yours, Jean, is when I touch my right ear.
Okay.
That's the minute I'll be
going...
That's
what you're
going to do. Now. That's when I want to do it.
And right at the end of the interview, when they go, Greg James, thanks very much, you have to say, I love you.
Yeah, make a pass at Bill Turnbull.
I love you, Bill. Can you sign this?
Yeah.
Before I go.
What's this?
Yeah, what is this, Greg?
Zip. Hey, before you go, Bill, can you sign this?
Olympic breakfast.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Right, good luck.
It's going to be a funny day.
Mm. Oh, isn't it just? Greg James, good luck with your exams, and thank you very much.
I love you, Bill.
sorry?
I want to mouth kiss you, Bill.
Mm. He probably thinks I'm actually 15.
and just doing them for real.
Yeah, well, don't tell him otherwise.
Yeah, just say that you were held back at
you
school.
You did your exam results, but you work for Radio 1. How does that work? work experience. All right, I see. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, in that shirt, he may believe that actually you've been held back at school.
Well, best of luck if they even let you in the studio today.
Yeah,
for all that. I'm on the F and telly. Right, bye.
Bye. Good morning.
What a laugh.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Thursday. On. International Radio 1.
Well, GCSE exam results are out today, and Radio 1 DJ Greg Jims joins us in the studio. Greg, how are you? Hello there, gorgeous. Sorry, did he call me gorgeous? The pressure's on now for Greg. Can't let us down.
I think he'll do it.
Come on in, gorgeous. Thank you. So, am I right to say you took a GCSE exam paper? That's right, sweetness. What we did was... All right, well, here at Live on Radio 1 at 20 past 8.